Good night. My name's David, and I also was homeless for many years out there, and it was very unhappy, and I decided in my life, before I got out of a tent, that I want to be happy. I don't want to be sad and have all this anger and rage, and I just want to be happy. And I talked to a psychologist in the hospital. I was frostbitten last winter. And while I was at the Providence Hospital, the psychologist would come in and see how I'm doing. And I told her, I said, I don't think it quite hit me yet. I haven't wanted to talk to any of my friends or some of my family. I just didn't know how they would accept me. And I said, is that okay? Is that normal? I mean, is that going to change? And she goes, Dave, just look at it this way. This is a new chapter in your life. And I thought, yeah, I can choose who I want in my life and around me anymore. And choose very carefully. True. And while I'm there, I had a physical therapist that would take me out when they put my wheelchair together. And I ran into Bill at the church. He's in a wheelchair too. He sits with me on the back row. And at the hospital, Amanda was still alive. I never got a chance to meet her. She wasn't doing very well. And I wish I could have met her. Because they're both wonderful people. I just want to say that God works in my life. He worked through Bill to lead me here to this church. And even Rod said that God works in mysterious ways. And it's true. I see this all the time, even as I was growing up. But this day today, I've been so excited all week. I've been excited even this morning. I knew the sun would be shining when we were going to be down by the ocean. And all that luggage I carried around, that's going to be washed away today. I won't miss it. I won't. And what I have to look forward to is happiness. Happiness every day of my life. And it's a book. I don't know, there's no words to put to it, but I'm going to be happy in this church. These are the kind of people I want around me. These are the kind of people that I want to surround my life with. Being happy and being close to God. And that's all I really have to say.